at the rink at any time before Saturday.
Great.
And another thing that's great, you know, a lot of kids, you know, haven't tried hockey before, and one of the hardest thing about it is, you know, trying to find gear. And so JDIA, we have a loaner gear program. So what the kids do is they get a bag of gear for the whole season, and we ask for a deposit of $100. At the end of the year, they give us the bag back, and we'll give them back their $100.
Wow.
It's a really good deal. Yeah, we try to keep hockey as affordable as we can because we know it can be an expensive sport. The cost of ice is a large expense. We pay about $235 for a sheet of ice that lasts for 1 hour.
And what?
So
it
can add
amazing.
Up. That's
amazing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of costs that are involved with the sport, but we really, really make an effort at trying to keep the cost down as low as we can. And one thing I would like to mention is that we're very thankful for the funds that we receive from the Youth Activity Grant through the City and Borough of Juneau. The funding that we received this year was able to pay for all the practice jerseys that we receive, some replacement of the game jerseys, some hockey socks, which are not your typical socks, but these are the resistant protective socks that hockey players wear. And then it also offset the cost of the two camps that we have this year. And I would like to mention the second camp that we have coming up. We had Rocky Mountain Hockey School coming up from Colorado last week, and it was a success. We had 50 players on the ice, and it went really well. The next one is Steve McSwain, and I'd like to spend a minute on that because it's actually very special. Steve McSwain is a fond of Juneau. He loves coming down here. He's been down here twice in the past. He played on the USA team in the past, and he's played with the Calgary. I think it was Calgary Flames. Exactly. With the Calgary Flames, so he's an NHL player. But what's really special is for anyone who's seen the movie Miracle, he donated a poster to us of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Wow.
That won the gold medal that year. And, you know, there's a movie out, the movie Miracle, which was about that. And he donated a poster to us of all the players that has the original signatures from every one of those players, including Herb Brooks. And it's a real special poster. And so we are going to do a very a special unveiling of this poster at the rink on September 15th. And that is open to anybody who would like to come. And Steve will be down here in town. He's going to do a clinic that day on that Saturday and Sunday. And so we'll put the word out on that and have more information on our website, which is jdiahockey.com.
Great. So how often do people in Juneau or youth players in Juneau get to interact with this outside talent?
Well, we try to bring at least two, maybe three camps a year up to here to Juneau. And again, thanks to the Youth Activity Grant, we're able to do that at a fairly affordable rate. But that usually happens at this time of year in August and September before the season gets going and before the ice gets utilized. Because once the season really gets moving with the Juneau Skating Club, with the Juneau Adult Hockey Association and with JDIA, there's not a lot of available ice. And so the time for those clinics is basically now. And if there is time over the holiday break during the middle of December, we do it then as well.
Andy, I wanted to talk to you about how to get kids into hockey, too. We have an intro to hockey program, and it happens starting in October through February. It's every Saturday morning. And again, we have the loaner gear program to get kids, you know, some gear. And it's $99 for the whole season for those kids to try hockey. And this year we're going to try something new. We're going to have our first two sessions, October 5th and October 13th. It's free, so kids can, you know, come and try it again. After this weekend, again, Saturday from 3:30 to 5:30 is our learn to play hockey.
Great. And if you're an adult interested in learning to play hockey?
There is a Juneau Adult Hockey Association also. We're not affiliated with that, but we do support, you know, and we obviously some of our kids grow up and they start playing in Jaha also.
Great. And where can people find more information about?
We have a website, JuneauHockey.com, and registration is also open. You go to our website, JuneauHockey.com. Excuse me, I say it so many times I forget it. JDIAHockey.com, and registration is now open, and we have an early registration, which is knocks $40 or $50 off the regular price, and that is open through August 31st. But families can register anytime. Registration doesn't close at a certain point, but we do offer an early bird special through August 31st.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
You guys are listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm Annie Bartholomew here with Lou and Lael from the Jump Society.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. You guys have a lot of shows coming up.
We have 25 shorts made by local video artists here in town. A good range this year, like usual. Probably about 85 minutes of footage.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
85 minutes. And is it all in one sitting or
no,
do you get a break?
We'll have an intermission. And after the intermission is when we show the more adult movies, if we have any. So that gives people time to lock their kids in the car and come back.
Right on.
Yeah.
Which films are you guys most excited about? Or are there any newcomers this time around?
Lael, are you a newcomer?
Not really. I had one film in middle school, and then I had a long break, but I guess this is my comeback year, so.
Lael has a video, and we do have some newcomers. Annie B. has some.
Oh, I didn't.
And we also have some by old hats. Maybe I should say old hands.
Drop some names.
George Kuhar. I'm looking forward to seeing his video.
I hear he's got some music videos.
Yeah, he's got one called Playboy Spaceman Stellar. But it's a trailer, so I think he might still be working on it. We have
some more
from Corin and Alicia Hughes-Scandies. Clint Farr. And
heard good things about his work.
And Greg Cheney is continuing his undefeated champion of every festival submission.
He's the champion. Is there a winner at Jump Society Film Festivals?
We're all winners.
We're all winners.
Yeah. And tickets are available. We still have a bunch of tickets at the Alaska Robotics Gallery at 220 Front Street. They're free, but it just makes sure that you can get a seat. And then if you don't get a ticket, you can show up and we'll try to let people in about 5 minutes before we start, and then they can try to find a seat then. And we're starting tonight at 7 at Goldtown Nickelodeon, and tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:30. It's the same show, but we have multiple screenings. And then Saturday at 7 and 9.
Great. And so which films are Alaska Robotics submitting this time around?
You guys got a few.
I think Pat finished one yesterday. I actually don't know what it is.
Oh, he made a music video for Marion.
Yeah,
Marion Call.
Yeah, Good Marion Morning Call Moon. Video. So that's one by us, even though I haven't seen it yet. I'm submitting something from 2001, from the college days.
From the college days.
Yeah, and Pat and I worked on something for the Rasmussen Foundation, profiling an artist, Terry Rothkar. Mm-hmm. We'll be showing that. And Pat has a couple of his news parody type shorts.
From the legislature?
Yeah. And he has a guest that's an actual
politician,
yeah, in one of those.
Great. So who should come to this event?
Everybody who wants to see some shorts from Juno, I guess.
Great.
Even kids and parents, and of course we'll let them know when the intermission is.
And how old is your youngest submitter?
Leo, how old are you? This year, actually, we usually get some stuff from kids, but this year we don't have... It doesn't look like we have anything from the younger crowd.
Come on, kids. You got to get cracking.
I think you and Leo might be the youngest this year.
Might be.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, great. So, Jump Society happening tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday. Get your tickets at Alaska Robotics.
And that's in between the Viking Bar and the Gross Alaska Movie Theater. And I forgot to mention that we'll... I forgot last year, but this year I want to give out some free Jump Society stickers.
Ooh.
So come for those at least.
Come for the stickers, stay for the films.
That's right.
Great. Coming up next is A Writer's Almanac.
Along with me, and I was anxious.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. It's the birthday of Dorothy Parker, born Dorothy Rothschild in West End, New Jersey in 1893. She's remembered as one of the great wits of the 20th century, even though she only wrote a few books of poetry and short stories. She started her career in an era where slick magazines were one of the most popular forms of entertainment. The writers for these magazines wrote in a jaded, wisecracking tone of voice, and it was Dorothy Parker who proved that women could wisecrack just as well as men. Parker was 4 feet and 11 inches tall, and she loved to swear. The drama critic Alexander Wolcott described her as a blend of Little Nell and Lady Macbeth. She was the only woman who belonged to the famous group of New York writers who met every day at the round table of the Algonquin Hotel to trade witticisms and gossip. It's also the birthday of science fiction writer Ray Bradbury, born in Waukegan, Illinois in 1920. When he was 12 years old, a traveling carnival came to town, and Bradbury met a magician named Mr. Electrico, who talked to him about reincarnation and immortality. And those ideas excited Bradbury so much that he withdrew from his friends and devoted himself to exploring his own imagination. One night, Bradbury was out for a walk when a policeman pulled up on the side of the road to ask what he was doing. He said, "I was so irritated the police would bother to ask me what I was doing when I wasn't doing anything. I went home and wrote a story." That story became the novella The Fireman, and eventually it grew into his first and best-known novel, Fahrenheit 451, published in 1953. It's the birthday of Annie Prue, born in Norwich, Connecticut in 1935. She was virtually unknown until she burst on the literary scene when she was in her late 50s. She said, "I think that's important, to know how the water's gone over the dam before you start to describe it. It helps to have been over the dam yourself." To write her book, Postcards, Prue traveled back and forth across America, stopping in all the places where her homeless main character worked and lived. After she finished that novel, she stumbled upon a map of Newfoundland. She said, "Each place name had a story, Dead Man's Cove, Seldom Come Bay, Bay of Despair, Plunder Beach. I knew I had to go there, and within 10 minutes of arriving, I had fallen in love. The result was her novel, Shipping News, which became a bestseller and won the Pulitzer Prize. And here's a poem by Kelly Groom entitled Oldest Map of the World. There's a circle in the center, a clock face, an eye, but it's the ring of water surrounding Earth that I dove through for the first time. I'd always been too claustrophobic, afraid I'd drown or the force would snap my neck. But it's like Perrier, light and bubbling, electrical, so that when I come through on the other side, I'm laughing. 50 miles from Baghdad is the view from Babylon, where the U.S. military builds a helipad and parking lots on top of what was once one of the 7 wonders. And here we found the first map of the world made of clay, so small it fits in the palm of a hand, the Euphrates emptying into your wrist. And to the north, fingers shade the triangles of mountains. Oldest Map of the World, a poem by Kelly Groom from her book Five Kingdoms, published by Anhinga Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.
This is the Juno Afternoon. I'm Annie Bartholomew, here with Sammy Burrows.
Hey, Annie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, really good. Really good.
You played a show last night.
I did. You did, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I was at the Viking last night, kind of doing a little gig upstairs there with everybody who's going to be involved in my part of the show, anyway, on Friday. So it's kind of like a rehearsal night with the horn section and all that. It was a lot of fun.
And what's happening Friday?
Friday we got a 4-band extravaganza, if you will, at the Rockwell Ballroom at 8 p.m. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Along with my band, we got Slush Not Snow, and Liz Snyder's and Alex's the Wool Pullers, and some other person. Oh, yeah, the Annie Bartholomew Band. That's right. And it's going to be really nice. It's a showcase event for each band to do their best stuff for about, 45 minutes. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun, for sure.
And if you don't know Sammy's music, he's a serious blues guy. He can sing. He can play. He can play anything, even Freebird, if you give him enough money.
That's true. I don't know about singing today. I'm sounding a little hoarse. Goodness gracious.
So this is a farewell show for you, right?
This is true. Yeah, I'm going to school up in Anchorage. I'm actually leaving on Sunday. Leaving Sunday on a jet plane, about 12 noonish, right in there. And this is a. I just wanted to put on a big show. It's kind of as a, see you a little bit later, but also like just a thank you to the community who's, been so supportive of me and endlessly supportive, really. I mean, and just coming out to all the shows, and I just wanted to put something really nice together, just knock everybody over the head with some really good stuff. And along with yourself and Liz and the Slush Not Snow, they probably haven't been getting out to play a whole lot, but they're going to be very soon, and this is kind of like a, I wouldn't say a coming out party, but I mean, it's really nice to get them some exposure to the community so they can get a better handle on actually what some serious stuff going on around here.
Yeah, so, why would you ever want to leave Juno?
It's just for school, darling. Don't make me feel too bad.
What are you studying?
I'm studying psychology with a minor in music. Yeah, so far.
What inspired that?
Oh, as far as the psychology thing goes, it's for me, it's going to be an emphasis in like addiction counseling and therapy, it's something that I've gone through in my own recovery process with addiction and found really, really beneficial for me. And it's just endlessly interesting. We live in interesting times right now with the discoveries of just how the brain works and can heal itself, and just you know, how the family dynamic plays a integral part in how we were raised and learn to, you know, self-soothe or any of those things. So it's just really interesting to me, and I think it's something that really helps people on a ground floor daily basis. It's a wonderful thing to do, to just to teach people why we do the things that we do, or to learn. Well, I'm learning right now, so I don't know it all, but it's a wonderful thing to do, I think.
And what kind of music can people expect to hear on Friday?
What kind of music? Well, Slushnut Snow is a fantastically powerful pop, punk, indie rock band who, from what I can gather, play all original songs. And I do believe they have some stuff on their website. And if you were to Google Slushnut Snow, I'm sure you'd find it right away. And Liz, the Wool Pullers, it's really witty, crafty, raw, awesome rock music. And I'm endlessly impressed with the songs that they come up with and write. And I've heard nary a cover from them, too. I'm sure they do a couple, but they're great. Yeah, really powerful stuff. And Annie is just sultry, sex jazz supreme. It's going to be quite awesome. And that girl's got a little darkness to her that I like a lot. In my music and the things I like to do, artistically, there's always that touch of the dark end of the street, something I've always liked quite a bit. And I see some kindredness in that girl. So I'm very excited to see her show, too.
And who's in Devil's Club?
Oh, well, I'm pulling out the big
band. It seems like a super
group. Oh, it almost is. It is, I would say, actually. You got Scott Fry on bass, Dale McFarlane on drums, Magic Mike Jane's a harmonica. I'm playing guitar. Libby Stringer's going to come in and bring her fiddle. And we got Doug Bridges on saxophone and Mike Busey on trombone. It's kind of a big band. And we've been cooking some really nice stuff up lately, too. I'm pretty eager to get in the room and throw it down. And for the show on Friday, tomorrow night, Keith Giles is doing all the sound, and Amanda Wade's doing some really nice lighting, and it's going to be a very nice show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and it's only $10 at the door.
Only $10
at the door. It's a 21 and over show. There'll be full bar, and Rockwell food will be delivered to you upon request upstairs. And, let's have a good time.
Well, be sure to come out, Juno. Next song is one of Sammy's favorite bluesmen. Can
Indeed.
I say that?
Oh, yeah, definitely can say that. This song in particular, oh, man, I used to listen to this thing loud with headphones on. If you listen to it with good headphones on, really loud, you can hear Stevie's amp buzzing in the background. I always liked that.
Headphones recommended. Thank you. You are listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm Annie Bartholomew here with Nancy DeCherney and Art's Up.
Hey, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's the end of August, and things are starting to pick up here. So let's see.
From the
what
top.
Do we got? What do we got? Okay. 5 o'clock, there's Ultimate Frisbee. And that's at the JDHFS Turf Field. And this is going on periodically throughout the week. It's kind of fun to do that. Tonight at 6 p.m., there's a TEDx library thing on storytelling at the downtown library. This is free. They have, I think, three different storytellers, one from Turkey, somebody who worked on maybe Mission Impossible or, I don't know, Star Trek or something.
Movie business?
Yeah, well, about the power of telling stories. And then, anyway, so if you're interested in storytelling, this is it's a really nice program to get involved with. The Jump Society is having its summer film festival. You want to say anything about that?
Sure. Well, we had Lou and Layla on earlier, but it's a really cool thing for people in Juno, filmmakers of all abilities.
Uh-huh. I understand maybe stuff. You might know something about being a filmmaker.
Yeah. I recently took a video here at KTOO and have done some short little things.
Cool.
JB's Hot Dog Stand, Lana Deering shopping at Salvation Army, just slice of life stuff.
Mm-hmm. Things we see, but didn't focus on, perhaps. So that's going on all through the weekend. It is free, as always, but because there's limited seating, you need to get your tickets, and you can get those at Alaska Robotics, which is down on Front Street. It's 7 o'clock tonight, 7:30 and 9:30 on Friday, and then 7 and 9 on Saturday. Or do I have that reversed? I think I have that right.
I think
anyway,
you got it right.
Yeah, okay. And it's not the same films each time, is it? Or is it?
It is the same film.
Oh, okay. So you just pick yourself a time and go. That's the deal. Friday, we always have our free organ concert up at the State Office Building. And a really exciting back-to-school thing. The Wushkinadei people, the Poetry Slam folks, are having a back-to-school Poetry Slam at 5:30 at Thunder Mountain High School Library. That's when you register, and then there's an open mic at 6, and the slam begins at 7. It's going to be really exciting. It's a collaboration with the high school and these folks that are doing a great program. So kick off your back-to-school stuff doing that. We have something else you know something about. At 8 p.m., Devil's Club is Summer Blowout. It's the final performance, I think, for Sammy Burroughs, and he's leaving town again. But he's invited a bunch of people to participate with him. Starts at 8 at the Rockwell, and it includes you.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Sure. I get to play with Devil's Club, Sammy's band, all really fabulous musicians in town, and it's really fun to come back to Juno and be able to show off what I've learned in Fairbanks.
Cool. It's $10 at the door, and you must be 21.
So must be 21.
You must be 21. Kids. And any of you 22, I guess you can go too. What the heck. 10 p.m. Scorcher at the Alaskan with Dr. DJ and Taco Todd.
That's their KXLL DJ start on KRNN. They do kind of world music, garage rock, soul, rock steady, reggae. Just super dance
Sounds
party.
Sounds like a great Friday night out on the town to me. Do a little movies, then go to the Rockwell. And that's okay. Saturday, Alaska Youth Choir is starting their auditions for this coming season. Kids ages 6 and up. If you're interested in being part of the Alaska Youth Choir, you can call 790-2545 and get a slot for your audition. And they want to make sure people know that there are scholarships available for participation in the choir. And as you know, a lot of the choir members just got back from Scotland. It's a fun group to be a part of. So 10 a.m., there's a mushroom identification walk out at the end of North Douglas. This is the presented by the Juno Audubon Society, and it's led by Dave Gregovich. It's free, so go out. I was walking through the woods and noticed all these mushrooms, and you just never know. I know not
edible?
To eat the red ones. Yes.
Do we have red ones in Juno?
We do. So I don't know if we have them in Juno, but I've seen them other places in Alaska. 11 a.m. is the annual Juno Community Garden Harvest Festival. They always have lots of fun out there. Fresh vegetables, all kinds of games, food, music, whatever happening out there. So That's at 5669 Montana Creek Road. Lots of fun. And while you're out there, also at 11 a.m. and going on for the rest of the afternoon, is the 50th anniversary celebration for the Alaska Marine Highway. It's out at the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal. They have music, food, and fun, too. So it's just a whole Saturday full of music, food, and fun. And then at 2 p.m., you can go on the Symphony Wildlife Cruise. Allen Marine Tours is sponsoring this. Stater Harbor, be on time. Don't get left on the shore. Tickets are available at the Jack Hearthside Books. It helps. It's a fundraiser for the symphony. They're $60 and should be a lovely evening or afternoon out there. I think there's wine tasting by Specialty Imports as well. So, and at 5 p.m., Helping Hands is having a dinner and silent auction to help with that program. It's at Valley Chapel. You can either call 789-4390 to get tickets or just show up at the door and have a great dinner. Tom Loker and Wayne Norland up on Mount Roberts Tram, 5:30. And again, you have at 7 and 9, the Jump Film Festival. On Sunday at 11, the Ukulele Jam folks are over at Rockwell, Costa's Diner. Lots of fun. At 2 p.m., it is the Southeast Radiation Oncology Center is having a Right on the Wall. We are getting a radiation oncology center here in Juneau that will open in December, as I understand it. Have you talked with these people? No?
Not personally.
Oh, okay. I never know who's been on the show before me. But anyway, people are invited to come and help. What your thoughts and sentiments will be written down and put on the walls and made into a book and sort of a celebration for this new facility. International Folk Dancing over at the Alaska Club at 6 p.m. Music on the Fly. It's Lori Gardner and her small pipe at the Alaska baggage claim area at 6:30. Monday is an arts roundtable at 12:15. I just got back from a Vendini conference, which is the ticket taking or the ticket box office system. So if you're interested in that, I'll probably report out on that. It's an opportunity for all arts groups to be around. There's Belly Dancing Basics with Kalara and Rhiannon at the North Street Studio. I think they've already started the workshop, so you can drop in if you have previous experience. And that's $15.
Well, we're just about out of time.
Here we are.
Thanks for coming on the show, Nancy.
Thanks for having me.
Gonna have to take a belly dancing. This has been a Juneau Afternoon. I'm Annie Bartholomew here on KTOO. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk with members of the UAS faculty. Betsy Brenneman will be here to highlight the Juneau After School Coalition. Pat McClear and Kate Laster will be here to educate us about Friday's Back to School Poetry Slam. We'll talk to Colonel Dave Fabian about the Army Historical Foundation. That, a writer's almanac, Bird Note, music, and more today, tomorrow at 3 o'clock on KTOO. Pat Moore hosts. And this is KTOO Juneau. We broadcast at 104.3 in downtown Juneau and Douglas. KTOO broadcasts on these translators. In the Valley and Ock Bay, tune to KT76 AF 103.1. In Lemon and Switzer Creek, K269 AO at 101.7. In Juneau, you can also receive KTOO on GCI Cable on digital channel 871. We are also online at ktoo.org.